We are offering you power unlimited. And we want you to use it. Because we want you to keep so busy using this that you forget to create mistakes or problems. And wherever you go, there's only victory ahead of you. And this is why Mighty Victory offered you his victory of hundreds of thousands of centuries of victory. That's his ascended master life, his ascended master love. And how many of you or unascended mankind can love as much as Mighty Victory can? And therefore, he's offered you the victory of his love, which is master over everything in this world. When you feel that you can't love a condition into perfection, or people are so mean sometimes you feel you can't pour anything good to them, turn your back on it and ask us to pour what we know will annihilate it from the universe. And then you can forgive your enemy, so-called. And when you learn to use this, you will be so busy calling this in everything you do that your own world will just automatically be our world of the sacred fire. And then your decree to keep all the hordes of evil away from us will be fulfilled every day by your own call. Then you give us a chance to expand that which your presence is drawing forth through you. And we can expand it by every activity of the sacred fire that goes forth and protects that which is constructive in outer world conditions and helps one life stream after another to be taken out of the clutches of the sinister force. And without that law of forgiveness, my dear ones, you do not and will not have anything constructive. It doesn't make any difference about all the theories on earth. And there's only one thing that will overcome human creation, and that's the ascended master's sacred fire law of forgiveness and consuming flame of all inharmonious action in human consciousness. So when you ask us to forgive the thing that is wrong and pour into it whatever will annihilate it, we can do many, many, many things through you in the physical octave by radiation alone that will compel evil to cease to be. And this is part of the fulfillment of your call. And those decrees you have set forth will be fulfilled. Now, this is vitally important as you are facing this coming election. The forces of viciousness are so rampant in the outer world that everywhere you turn, there is some suggestion of something destructive. But when you call to us to flood into it whatever sacred fire forgiveness dissolves and consumes all the hordes of evil that want to wreck this nation or destroy it, then whether it be an election or in your colleges or what it is in the outer world, call to us for whatever we know will annihilate it. You don't always have to know the exact immediate thing that is needed to control a situation, because we have many, many, many ways of flashing the sacred fire from our octave, and none of mankind can know where it comes from. So we offer you unlimited power. And this is the only permanent solution of any problem you have in this nation today or the world. And when war is every day increasing the hatred in the atmosphere of earth, then call to us for the release of whatever we know will consume all the hatred in the world. Give us a chance. Mankind is so busy doing just what it wants to do all the time, this way, constantly. It doesn't even look to the above to call forth for any length of time what will overcome these conditions and wipe them out and let the ascetic host have command of the physical octave long enough to purify it. So from tonight, if you will use our momentum of our feeling, you won't have to fight somebody else's feeling. You call our feeling, whatever feeling, we know we'll master the situation. Call it first of all into yourselves and then into the condition. And let us have the opportunity to consume as much as possible and as quickly as possible the destructive forces before election takes place. And this is very vital for this nation's security, and it's very vital for the peace of the world. So if enough people would only use the sacred fire of our indestructible purity, the sacred fire of our Ascended Master feeling and our Ascended Master obedience, because we give obedience to the law of the great central sun, mankind would not have to struggle under these conditions of the outer world that are wholly destructive and are getting worse all the time, unless this takes place through some unascended beings. So we are pleading with the I Am students, as many as possible, to draw this forth into every outer physical condition. Just your calls. If enough of you would call for what we know will overwhelm every destructive force, then the cosmic law can flood through between 2 seconds. Enough of the sacred fire to stiffen into inactivity every destructive force until it is consumed. So, one more thing. Please keep making the call for the release of whatever we know annihilates every destructive etheric record on this earth and in mankind. And let us see what we can do before the election. Sometimes, when we have all this power without limit in the Ascended Master's octave, more than the whole system of worlds contains, because it comes directly from the great central sun, and we can flood it without limit into the physical world. And then people are only concerned with what they want to do. And we must stand and wait and watch mankind crucify itself, because they won't use the help we offer to set the people free. From tonight, if you'll use this same decree for yourselves, ask your beloved I Am presence and us to blaze in through and around you whatever we know will make you victorious over every destructive condition. Blaze through you what we know will keep the hordes of evil away from you. Blaze through you what we know will overcome every limitation within you. We are not without power. Our power is absolute, limitless, invincible, and forever expanding. So from this hour, again we plead with you to use our sacred fire love of indestructible purity and hold possession and control and compel peace, at least where you abide. There's only one master in the universe, and that is our sacred fire love. The light rays are part of that love. But when people are struggling here in the physical world under human feeling, and we have offered our feeling of love and peace and purity to take its place, and they won't use it, we are trying to save mankind from itself. So from this night, no matter what your problem is, if you will open the door and let us blaze what we know is needed in the physical octave to overcome every destructive force wherever you abide, and keep it out of your pathway, keep it away from you, keep it away from everybody under this radiation, we can bring help to the nation and to all the nations, to everything that is constructive within every nation. We can give protection to that which is right, and we can make it victorious. And there can come miracle manifestations to which we have referred again and again, visible and tangible to everybody and everything that lives on the earth, that we can produce in the heavens, in the atmosphere, on the earth, and through the powers of nature and forces of the elements. We can produce miracle manifestations that not only reveal our presence and prove its reality and its power, but reveals the mastery over destructive conditions that you must have if you're going to survive. So from tonight, if you will accept our love, if you will only use it to solve every problem, and when conditions seem in turmoil, don't be at each other's throats. Please don't try to solve things from the physical side without calling our ascetic master consciousness, our ascetic master feeling, and ascetic master obedience of what we know will solve the problem and make you master of circumstance instead of feeling you're weighted down by conditions from which you cannot free yourself. There is no such thing as not having help to free yourselves if you will use our ascetic master feeling. And our ascetic master feeling is our love, and it's our purity, and it's also our absolute fearlessness. It's our control of the powers of nature and forces of the elements. And if you're going to have protection against conditions of the outer world in those channels, then you've got to have it by our sacred fire protection. So when you want protection, call forth our ascended master sacred fire protection, all the sacred fire we know is necessary to protect you, all we know is necessary to strengthen you and make you victorious, all we know is necessary to guard you and take you forward, to give assistance to others, and to pour forth through the nation whatever compels the purity that is its freedom. So from tonight, blessed ones, I hope I have made clear to you why we offered you the use of our ascended master consciousness. It's our life. And when you think of it, remember, it's just as tangible a thing as your automobile. It is this flame within and around you we want you to use and accept, be aware of it constantly, and give us a chance to expand it, expand it, and expand it around you. And then it can go forth to protect others as well as yourselves. This isn't just for your own personal convenience. This is for the blessing of all that is constructive, your loved ones, and everything that affects your nation. So don't battle political filth. Ask us to release into it whatever sacred fire we know consumes it. And then let the cosmic law take its course and release what is necessary to save the nation. This nation is the heart of the world. And I said in the beginning, I have loved this nation a long, long, long time, long before it came forth as the United States of America. I have loved the life streams that have formed this nation. I have loved the part of the earth where you abide. And I have loved it for a very long time. And if you will use my love to save the nation, you will not find me wanting. So from tonight, I offer you all my heart can give, and so do the others of the ascended masters and cosmic beings. And may the fullness of our ascended master sacred fire consciousness of love and feeling and obedience and purity and peace blaze its victory everywhere and sweep everywhere like a tidal wave, and still into annihilation that which seeks only to destroy. So when we offered you our miracle mantle of love's mastery is no figment of anyone's imagination. It isn't just a mental concept. If you were to accept this and recognize it every day, then someday, when you least expect it, it could become a tangible garment that you can wear just like you wear your physical clothes. I can precipitate. I have done it many times. I expect to do it many times more. So from tonight, if you want our Ascended Master Miracle Mantle of Cosmic Light Substance and Sacred Fire Love, Ascended Master Feeding, and Ascended Master Obedience, it is our Ascended Master Balance, and that's where the beloved Goddess of Justice and that gigantic task that is hers of rebalancing the world and all that is upon it will appreciate every call you give to call forth whatever sacred fire, love, purity, feeding, and peace brings balance, at least where you abide. And you will never have cause to regret it. And if you will just let that sacred fire come into the physical octave and bring about purity and balance once again, there can only come back to you the freedom of eternity, which I am. May my miracle mantle of all my love can give and its invincible armor of eternal protection clothe you from tonight in whatever sacred fire, purity, feeding, love, and peace makes you master over every destructive force and pour forth to the nation what takes it out of the clutches of the hordes of evil forever. With my love, I enfold you. With my armor, I clothe you. And with my own heart's flame, of everything the sacred fire can give, I enfold you tonight and offer you its power without limit until you come to us for eternity. And may I ask your own heart's flame to love the nation of my heart that I want to save and raise into the Ascended Master's octave for eternity. So the heart nation of the world needs your heart's love and everything the sacred fire can give until the hordes of evil are removed from the earth for eternity. And there must come love from the world to the heart of the world if it is to survive. And I assure you it is. So from tonight, my love is ever the sacred fire's eternal freedom from human creation and the eternal divine justice and balance of the Ascended Master's consciousness and feeding and love and obedience does bring peace. And your loved ones in the national defense and civil defense shall yet be enfolded in our sacred fire love that keeps them safe under the fullness of the ascension. I enclose you in whatever sacred fire love gives you your ascension in this embodiment without fail and, if possible, the original divine way. Thank you with all my heart. Tsar, beloved, blessed Godfrey, beloved precious daddy, speaks his heart to us tonight. We ask the beloved mighty I Am presence of each one to pour to him through us every possible cooperation to fulfill the great divine plan that sets all free everywhere forever and as soon as possible, and particularly stands guard over our nation until every destructive force is removed from this world for eternity. Dear hearts of the light, I come that I may offer you again the power of the sacred fire from my own heart's flame. I offer it to you to fulfill whatever is required in your being and world to make you the fulfillment of the great divine plan, but to clear the outer self by the power of our love anything that is of distress. So the mighty I Am presence in higher mental body has a free pathway through the outer self to release into outer physical conditions that which will assist the nation to hold that which is constructive in control of all within your borders, and to remove the filth and the destruction the hordes of evil have imposed upon this nation, the nation of God's heart. From this hour, we want to give you every bit of help you can possibly receive, and we will be ready to do it at all times, provided you maintain control of the energy in your feeling world. And as you value anything and everything, beloved ones, that is constructive, and everything that will bring blessings to life, please do not become angry. It doesn't make any difference what anybody does or doesn't do. At this time, if you saw the forces that are in the atmosphere of Earth generated by war, you would understand what I mean tonight. And so, regardless of what human beings do or don't do, hold the ascended master's heart flame's control of all the energy in your feeling world. Now, we have offered this. We will continue to pour it forth through you, and we can project an individualized flame of our own heart's love to blaze in through and around your physical bodies, to blaze through your feeling world, blaze through the atmosphere about you, and hold our control of everything in your being and world, so long as you take the commanding attitude to the outer self that it must not create evil any longer by anger or hate or distress or deceit or anything that is of human qualities. I'm asking this for the protection of your nation, beloved ones, and for the protection of everything that is constructive on the earth. And if we do not protect that which is constructive, what do you have left? And if no one was concerned about your feeding or your future, where would you be if there were not the great law of the universe that is constantly pouring the heart flame of the mighty I Am presence love, and that from the ascended master's octave, in and around the physical bodies of mankind, to help repel the mass accumulation of destruction so the individual might become free? If you will take the commanding attitude to the outer self, no matter what the momentum has been in regard to your own habits and feeling, if you will take the commanding attitude, you will make the destructive forces understand that you are master of your body and not the filth and the hate and the anger that has been generated by war and imposed upon life century after century after century. This is very vital for the protection of your nation as well as your own individual lives. I bring this to your attention because I am willing to be your guard, because my love is strong enough to protect you if you will issue the command. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. I bring to you a secret tonight in the use of this command that will help you overcome anything in the emotional body that disturbs you, or anything in your consciousness that disturbs you. Because when disturbance seems to manifest, or wants to, whether it be by pressure from outside or from the accumulated momentum of habit from within your outer self, matters not. When you take the commanding attitude of your beloved I Am Presence and the ascended host, and you say to every human thing within and around you, even into the world around you, the affairs of the outer world, and you say, I am, my beloved I Am Presence, heart flames command for evil to cease to be. I am the ascended masters, sacred fire heart command that forbids human creation existence in my being or world. I forbid human creation to touch anything that is of my life. And I forbid human creation to touch anybody or anything for whom I am calling when I call forth the ascended masters, sacred fire, heart, flame command to release all life from all human creation forever. Now, if you'll do this, you can have very great assistance at this time because of the need of the nation, because we need you to pour forth our sacred fire through you in order to pour to others the strength and the courage and the power of the light to help them stand the guard over that which is constructive within the nation to help hold its freedom protected. Because freedom can only be protected by the sacred fire heart flame of the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host. If you want freedom for your nation, if you want freedom for yourself, if you want freedom for mankind in the victory of the ascension, you must someday, sometime, somewhere become the ascended master commanding authority and presence of the heart flame, whether that heart flame be of your own mighty I Am Presence or that which is the love we offer, matters not. The heart flame of life is one everywhere throughout creation, and it is the master authority that controls manifestation everywhere in existence, in this world or any other. So when tonight I offer you my heart flame's great command for everything that has disturbed you to cease to be, I expect, and the cosmic law expects, that you will issue the same command to yourself, inside of yourself, and then to the world around you. And I assure you, we can give you such assistance as has never yet come to this world in order to help save your nation and to, as quickly as possible, compel the mass accumulation of mankind's frightful evil to be drawn from the earth as soon as possible. Now, this will have an effect upon war in the world, and if people would only learn to command by the ascended masters, heart flame command, would only learn to command themselves and command the annihilation of the hordes of evil, people could not be tortured by the destructive forces in the atmosphere around them or by any of the conditions of the outer world that have been generated by war century after century after century. If you will use the great command of the ascended master's heart flame, there is nothing impossible to you, and there is no such thing as victory for the hordes of evil unless you let them have their own way. And so from tonight, we wish you would join us in the use of our ascended master heart flame's great command to everything in existence to compel the purification that sets you free, sets your nation free, and sets the world free from the control and the domination by the hordes of evil. So if you will arise into the use of the heart flame of your own mighty I Am Presence great command, there is no failure for you. There is nothing but victory ahead, and there isn't one human being on the face of this earth who can have freedom if he or she will use that great command. We have offered and offered and offered our love, and we are very grateful for all that you have called forth into existence. But the world is in a crisis now, and the command must go forth of the ascended master's sacred fire great command for evil to cease to be, whether it be within the individual or around the individual or in nations or the world or by war. It matters not. You are the commanding authority, the commanding presence, the commanding almighty power of the ascended master's heart flame great command when you issue this as I speak it tonight. So if you will join us as the commanding presence of the sacred fire of the ascended master's love, there can't be any longer the sustaining energy for the sinister force to use to limit you, to torture you, or to disturb you by anything, whether it be by your own habits, or whether it be by pressure from the atmosphere around you, or the conditions of the outer world. Arise into the authority and power of your own beloved mighty I Am Presence heart flame that gives you life in the physical body. And by that heart flame, the beloved mighty I Am Presence heart flame, issue the great command that every destructive force shall let you alone and be gone from the universe forever. I am issuing this for you now, and if you set the habit and move into action, there is no failure for the sacred fire of our great command. So I bring it to you tonight that you may use it on yourselves, within yourselves, then in your affairs, then in conditions around you, to govern things harmoniously, and you will not be continually disturbed by the destructive forces that don't want the light to expand enough to set mankind free. And we need your light. We need this command for the purification and freedom of this nation before the hordes of evil can any longer concoct further plans to desecrate or destroy that which is of God. So when you see anything in the outer world, if you don't have time to stop and do it yourself, you can call to us to blaze into the condition. The ascended masters and cosmic beings, sacred fire, great command for that evil to cease to be, and the destructive plans of a sinister force will be prevented from coming forth and being imposed upon life any longer. So you are part of our victory to the earth. You are part of our power to master destructive forces that you are part of the great command of the sacred fire's love that says to the hordes of evil, your day is done, be thou no more. We want you to arise in this, and if you will from tonight, your own experiences will be proof to you. I have told you the truth, and that there are uncountable legions of the ascended masters who are the sacred fire's control of everything in manifestation for the rest of eternity. And we want you to join our ranks. Thank you so much. Now, if you never said anything else but this command, you would control physical conditions, but you must control them within yourselves first before you can expect the outer world's conditions to obey you. When you exert the mastery of the sacred fires, heart, fame's great command inside of yourselves, when you give that release by that command, as soon as you have become the master of the energy within, you will find the energy around you automatically obedient to your call. So from tonight, beloved ones, call this into every outer physical condition that seems to threaten your nation tonight. Call to the mighty I Am presence and higher mental body of every human being embodied in this nation. And ask that mighty I Am presence and higher mental body of every life stream to come forth in the nation and issue the great command of the ascended master's sacred fire heart command that orders the hordes of evil to cease to be. Now, mankind has commanded each other in your warring conditions of the world. You have been commanded by destructive forces, and you have also generated destructive forces by conscious command. And therefore, in order to reverse the currents of mankind's accumulation that is pressing heavily upon that which is constructive within the nation, this command must go forth to return evil into itself and compel the hordes of evil, annihilated by the cosmic authority of the sacred fire's indestructible purity. And that is what the fiery Christ blue lightning purity and the fiery Christ blue lightning command does to the energy in the destructive conditions mankind has generated. So from tonight, remember your royal heritage. Remember your divine source. Remember your God dominion that you had in the great central sun before the world was. And issue the great command of the ascended master's sacred fire, heart flames, great command to all manifestation for human creation to cease to be. And we will give you help unlimited, because there is no limit to the sacred fire that we can draw into the physical octave. If you will do this for your own safety and the safety of your nation, and the protection of everything that is constructive throughout the world. We are asking this because what would be your condition if no part of life is willing to help you? And therefore, you must arise and be willing to help the nation and the world be set free from mankind's evil that's been generated through the centuries. And we are ready to release from the ascended master's temples of the sacred fire great rivers of the secret prayer to annihilate anything and everything of discord mankind has generated if this command goes forth. So from tonight, if you will remember it and use it, your own experiences will reveal to you the master authority that is your privilege to use in order to set the rest of life free. And as you are willing to free the rest of life, you must of your own self become free. And you become free by the freedom you give to others. And we, from the ascended master's octave, can release into and around you and into outer world physical conditions overwhelming release of the sacred fire's indestructible purity with which no human being or all human creation put together can ever interfere. This is the master power of all creation. It is that which creates systems of worlds and systems of suns and holds them in their orbits in interstellar space. So from tonight, will you use this power to help free the nation and prevent what the hordes of evil intend? So use it on yourselves. We will wrap you within it. And then, as the command goes forth, the hordes of evil will have to be driven back into their own cause by their own evil until the cosmic law consumes them from the universe for eternity. And this it is my privilege to give. If you will stand by for the freedom of your nation and the protection of everything that is constructive upon the earth, and the only protection that is eternal and invincible is the ascended master's sacred fire heart command of the flame of love from the heart of creation, the great central sun. I offer it to you tonight in the mightiest obedience of the cosmic law. And there is no such thing as failure. From this hour, if you will be one with us in the use of this great command, we can free you from the habits and the conditions that have distressed you again and again and again. So we are offering you your freedom that you may be a clear channel through which we may pour this flame to free the nation and the world. And if you are willing for the world to be free, you must of necessity be free yourselves. So I can offer no more than my own heart's flame of the life of the universe, the heart of the great central sun, and the supreme master presence of that love of the sacred fire that is all of all perfection forever expanding. So I leave you clothed again in my miracle mantle of my heart's flame, sacred fire, love's command to the universe for evil to cease to be. May you go forth and use it tonight for the victory of all in the attainment of the freedom of this nation that does bring the ascension to mankind on this earth forever. And thank you with all my heart. Beloved, precious Daddy, with all the love at our command, we thank you for eternity. We ask you to blaze through us your own heart's flame and issue that great command for evil to cease to be within us or around us. And as we issue that command, compel its removal from America and the earth for eternity. We thank you.